This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Denver Public Schools will place armed police officers in every high school in the district for the rest of the school year. The announcement came a day after a student shot two school administrators at East High. Police were originally removed 2 years ago. And Boulder residents marked the two-year anniversary of a mass shooting at a local King Supers with a memorial Wednesday night. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold says the victims should be remembered for their impact in the community.
They built social connections in their communities, weaving a rich fabric of human connection. We are all connected. Please let their lives always remind us of this.
10 people were killed when a gunman opened fire in the supermarket. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack visited Greeley Wednesday to unveil efforts to increase access to healthy school meals. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Those steps include grants to develop nutritious meals for kids, including almost $8 million for the Boulder-based Chef Ann Foundation. The secretary also highlighted a proposed rule to expand a federal program to provide free meals to all students. Danielle Bach, Director of Nutrition Services for the Greeley-Evans School District, says it's about feeding kids shame-free.
All students are accessing the same meals on a level playing field, and no one is called out based on their family's income eligibility.
Colorado is already moving toward universal free school lunch, but the federal program could still help with some costs. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org. Up next, more All Things Considered.